Morning.
When I found out that Apple had brought a terrific collection of educators to Cork in Ireland from around the world, I got very excited. I thought this is an actually tremendous thing to do. Imagine getting all these wonderful educators in one place and letting them bounce off each other, letting them network, letting them build up an ability to, you know, to be a force for good for the future. And I really did think that it was a terrific idea, and I wanted actually to publicize it, to kind of let people know, because none of the people that I had been mixing with in Cork over the last little while ever said to me, by the way, do you know that all these thought leaders in education are coming to Cork? Nobody actually told me. And then I discovered that they were all over doing, and that the theme was digital storytelling, or storytelling in some form or other. And I got even more excited about that, because I am a storyteller. I make stories with my daughter, who's six, and we use the iPad, and we use the iPhone, and do a lot of stuff on Audioboo. You know, making stories that her grandchildren will be able to listen to at some stage. And I'm a huge advocate and experimenter with storytelling, especially between parents and children. That's my, you could say that's my bag of passion, that it's possible for adults to make stories, not just tell stories to kids, but make them. And the idea that they were gathered together in Photo Island, Photo Island Resort Hotel yesterday, and for the last few days, all these people talking about this, kind of made me jealous, really. You know, I wanted to be there. I admit that, you know, I don't know, neither do I expect Apple to invite me, for example. I mean, you know, these people are serious high achievers in the area of education, and they're actually also in a position to influence the future generation in a big way. So, but I thought about it, and I thought to myself, look, all these people doing storytelling, Ireland is a kind of storytelling capital of the world. I mean, that would be that's a fierce claim, you know, but it's, you know, it'd be fun to make it, to say Ireland is a very strong on storytelling. Cork, very full of storytellers. In fact, I think Dublin has more, but that's because it's bigger and whatever. But anyway, the point is that storytelling is a very big thing here in the local community. I haven't a clue, to be truthful, what role Irish teachers, or what Irish teachers really think about storytelling. Whether it's purely confined to, you know, people in primary schools, or whether, like was shown to me yesterday, you could get help children to make stories on iPads and put characters into them and record audio and even do video, all that. But I got an idea last night that it would be great to try and hold on to the Twitter stream of all the people who are down in tweeting away about this. So I put up a list, and while I was thinking about putting up a list on Listly, I remembered a conversation we'd had about Listly in the last few days, and that one of the key things is you need to kind of attract people to a list. So I thought, all right, look, how to attract people to a list, which would be a list of educators, you know, sponsored by Apple. I decided I would put a title on it called Apple Insult Cork Storytellers. I mean, it was tongue-in-cheek, the idea that, but it was also a slight element of it, because I thought, oh look, Apple have been so discreet about this that they're going to fly all these people into Ireland, give them a wonderful time,
And we're not even going to be aware of it going on. And the benefits to us teachers and, well, I don't call myself a teacher, but us people, storytellers, but also Irish teachers, the benefit of this will be slight, right? In other words, I know Apple's a global company. They're not good. They probably see Ireland as a parish where they've got a small number of employees. Very big by Irish standards, I have to tell you. We're very lucky to have Apple in Cork. You know, they've just announced today that they're going to expand. So I decided to follow the kind of that principle of create controversy. You know, say something that might make people feel a bit aggrieved. You know, somebody in Apple might feel aggrieved that I'd said that Apple insulted the Irish community. But at least it might get a bit of traction, you know. And if I put up a list of all the people who are contributing to this, there are a whole lot of people who others can then follow on Twitter and link with them. And it might open up some conversations that just wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for stirring up a bit of controversy. And of course, there's always the possibility that somebody will get upset. And often I have found, to be truthful, that some of the best relationships I've had with people have begun with upset. They've, things are not... It's not really good to start all relationships with trying to be saccharine and nice to everybody. You know, I've found misunderstandings and miscommunications lead to creative developments. And that's my stance anyway, and I hope nobody's upset by the list. I don't really want to upset people, but what I do want them to do is to notice that, hey, here's a great possibility here. Even Apple could be using, or educators could be using Listly, and we could all have more interesting conversations. So I wish the Apple educators down in a little island or in Fota the very, very best of days. Bye-bye.